Folded Hands in Meditation, Part 3, Proof of the Pudding. A theory must be tested, a fact must be honoured, a truth must be lived. This is an aphorism by Sri Chinmoy. Everything in meditation and spirituality has to be practical. While theories may be fascinating and sometimes inspiring, only experience is real. Practical also means personal. We are all unique. Just because something works for someone else doesn't mean it will work for me at this time. Meditation is my journey of self-discovery. Along the way, I will take whatever inspires me. If it works, then for me it is real. Of course, as I grow, what works for me will also evolve. Something I now put aside may later become an indispensable part of my practice. Try this simple experiment. For 1 week, every morning practice meditation for 5 minutes with your hands folded in front of your heart, and for 5 minutes with your hands elsewhere. You will see which works best for you. Folding our hands plays a similar role to having a designated place in our room for meditation. The mind is reminded that this is where we meditate, and this is the posture we assume for meditation. So we must be meditating. Simple, but profoundly effective. Do not press the hands firmly together. There should be no pressure or tension, just lightly touching. If the hands are held properly, the arms will not become tired. Your hands are aligned with and match your straight spine. With our hands folded, our energy is focused in our heart and not in our head or elsewhere, bringing a heightened sense of purpose and vigilance. With this vigilance, you may find it is both easier to still the mind and to bring it back to attention when it does wander. Try it and see.